Hi there, and welcome to the HVAC SEO PPC podcast. My name is William Payne, and I'm the president of HVAC SEO PPC. We're a digital agency that specializes in helping HVAC companies grow by getting their digital marketing and branding right. And when I say right, I mean making it so that you are the top of mind awareness in your geographic area when people are about to make a decision on hiring an HVAC company. And also making sure that the type of business you're attracting through these efforts are the most profitable jobs. We do this through a combination of traditional branding, digital strategies including SEO, pay-per-click, display, social, and Google Business Profile. So today we are looking at one of the more popular searches by HVAC owners: how do I market my HVAC business? In order to do that, I created a top 10 list, ways to market your HVAC business. So let's jump into that. But I want to say first, if this is the kind of content that you were looking for on a regular basis, please like and subscribe to the channel, because we're going to be putting content on a regular basis that's going to help you grow your business. So let's jump right in for the search: how do I market my HVAC business? Top 10 ways to market your HVAC business is: number one, make sure you have a website that is built to convert visitors to customers. Everyone knows at this point that they have to have a website, whether it's built in Wix or GoDaddy website builder, or you had someone local build it for you. One of the critical things is to make sure that it's converting visitors into customers. There are a variety of ways that you can do that. Two of the easiest ones are to make sure that you have pictures of your actual staff, your actual vehicles on the website, not just stock photography. People want to see you and know that you're a local business and see that you're friendly and nice and things like that. And that makes it a much higher chance that they're going to convert from a user and pick up the phone and make a phone call or fill out a form. The second thing that is a top 10 way to market your HVAC business would be to verify your Google Business Profile. This is often considered the front page, your actual business front page. Even if someone gets a referral by one of their friends or neighbors that says to call you for an AC repair or an AC replacement, they are probably going to Google you, read your reviews, see what kind of star rating you have on Google. They're going to look at your Google Business Profile. They're then going to go to your website. They're going to read about you. They're going to look at those pictures that we talked about, and then they're going to pick up the phone and call you, or they're going to fill out the form on your website. So when you go to Google Business Profile, I'm going to do a whole podcast on this as well. But for now, just go Google your business name, and you're going to see your Google Business Profile come up. If you haven't claimed it, there's going to be a button there that says, I own this business, or claim this business, something along those lines. Click it and then go through the process. One of the things that you're going to have to do is Google is going to send an automated phone call to you with a 6 or 7 digit code. You just need to make sure that someone is prepared to receive that call. It's going to sound a lot like a spam call. So just make sure that whoever's answering the phone knows that it's coming in. And it's pretty much instantaneous. From the time that you click that button until the phone rings, it's just a matter of seconds. So just make sure that they're aware that it's going to happen. Have them write down the code, and you're off and going. Once you've claimed the business, go in and populate it with as much content as you can. That's really important. Put all your services in there, put the type of business that you are, your hours, all of that kind of thing. Take this opportunity to maybe upload some of those same pictures of your staff that you put on your website to your business profile to make it look a little bit more personalized. So number three answer to how do I market my HVAC business is run Google ads in your local market. There are two things to think about here. First is keywords. You want a very tight grouping of keywords that are specific to your most profitable business. You don't want to pick up every single keyword there is, because you're going to end up running through your budget really quickly. So just make sure it's the things that you're most profitable at. Again, I'll have a podcast on this as well. But the second thing to think about is going to be negative keywords. You want to make sure that things like automotive manufacturers like Toyota or Chevrolet are listed as negative keywords. So if someone says AC repair Chevrolet, that you're not going to come up. Even though it says AC repair, you're not going to show up, because it also includes an auto manufacturer. That's a critical one. You can also, depending on how your feeling is on this, you can put your competitors' names is in your negative keyword list, so you don't show up for searches for your competitor. That's a big one. And then the final thing is choose a fairly small geographic area to start with. An easy one, if it's appropriate for your business, is whatever the actual city that you're located in. If you're in a rural area, you can maybe go to the whole county.
if you're in a large metropolitan area like a Miami, a Tampa, an Atlanta, something like that, you're going to want to pick a very, very small municipality that's specific to the area, something that's easy for you to get to make those service calls, and that also obviously has the right kind of homes, the right kind of demographic that you want to search for. Because if you choose too large a demographic area, just like the keywords, you're going to end up running through your budget really quickly, and it's not going to be as effective if you're very specific on your geographic, very specific on your keywords, and you find a nice set of negative keywords. Oh, and then stay on top of it. You've got to be checking back on those negative keywords on a regular basis. So number four, how do I market my HVAC business? Is create a Facebook page for your business and post to it regularly. You can Google, how do I create a business Facebook page? It changes all the time, so I won't try to walk through the process. But get the Facebook page up there. Again, use those same photographs that you took of your staff and your vehicles and your location, and put them on there as well. Go ahead and you might put some kind of a seasonal message on there if it's the 4th of July or it's Thanksgiving or something like that. And then get post to it regularly. You don't have to do it daily, but just make sure that there's some activity on your Facebook feed. People are likely going to go there to check out your business. And if you're actively on there, it's sort of the equivalent of them. You're telegraphing to them that I'm an active participant in this conversation. So you're likely to be a responsive business to work with. So number five on the, how do I market my HVAC business is to share those posts on your personal social media accounts, Instagram, Twitter, etc. When you first create your Facebook page for your business, you're not really going to have any followers. So share it on your personal accounts, and your friends and family are all going to go over and like your page, and you're going to get a little bit more visibility on those posts, which the algorithms will show your content more frequently if it is interacted with more. So that's an easy way for you to create some activity around your Facebook page posts is just share it on your personal account. So number six on how do I market my HVAC business top 10 is post on your Google business profile. So I could argue that this is actually more important than posting to your Facebook profile. And the reason is because Google is looking to figure out what businesses are going to be the most responsive. One of the easiest things for them to do is to look at the products that they provide for businesses, and Google My Business or your Google Business profile is definitely one of those things. So if you put a post on your Google Business profile on a regular basis with a picture and just a short sentence or two about what service you provided, that is going to help you be higher in that map pack ranking for your local area. So there's a ton of value in that. Everybody knows that when you search for something, the businesses that are in that map pack are going to do better. And so that's an easy way for you to get in there and get higher up in those listings. Number seven on how do I market my HVAC business is have trucks that stand out, have a phone number on the top half of the vehicle, and your website address. We have a local client HVAC company, and they have a lot of trucks, and they don't wrap them. There's nothing wrong with wrapping, but it is expensive. And so what they do is they paint them sort of an odd colored yellow. I wouldn't call it an ugly yellow, but it's not something that any of the manufacturers use. And so it stands out in traffic. And then they just put cut vinyl on it, which is pretty inexpensive. They do each one of their vehicles for under $1,000 when they get a new vehicle in their fleet. And so these vehicles, because of that odd color and they have pretty nice looking cut vinyl graphics on them, they really stand out around town. And so they buy just on the vehicles alone, really, I think, get a lot of top of mind awareness. When someone is thinking about making a repair to their HVAC system, or they're going to replace their HVAC system, these guys are definitely going to be one of the ones that a local person is going to think about as an HVAC contractor, because they are doing this great HVAC marketing with their trucks, just driving around town every day. It doesn't cost them anything out after that initial outlay of painting and putting the cut vinyl on. So that's a really good one. So number eight on how do I market my HVAC business top 10 is do direct mail in your local area. That may sound a little bit old-fashioned, but direct mail is actually a good way to connect with a particular neighborhood. You can work with a local direct mail vendor, Or you can actually work with the United States Post Office. They have a direct mail service that you can use as a business owner. So consider what area that you might want to get into and start getting your trucks doing service, whatever the reason is that you might want to work in there, whether the houses have great crawl spaces, so it's a lot easier for the technicians to work, or it's a really affluent area that, you know, you're going to get good calls, larger homes, you're going to sell bigger systems, whatever those things are that make you want to be in that area, look and see if there's a way for you to target them with a direct mail postcard. It can be a very, very effective way to get into those neighborhoods. So number 9 on how do I market my HVAC business, top 10 is hand out business cards to everyone. So whenever somebody, if you're at a chamber event or you're at a, you know, whatever you're doing, if somebody says to you, you know, what do you do for a living? Take that opportunity to hand them a business card. Are they going to keep it? The chances are they're not, but the act of giving them the card and exchanging that over to them, the scientific studies have shown that people that exchange will make them sort of stop what they're doing and think about what they're doing instead of just kind of being on autopilot like most of us are most of the time. And that will put you in their top of mind awareness when they are ready to make a decision on repairing or replacing an AC system. So carry the business cards around with them. When somebody asks, they hand it to them. And your goal there is really just to get them to stop just for a minute what they're thinking or what they're doing. And just checking a box. Okay, this person does AC repairs. So number 10 on the top 10, how do I market my HVAC business list, is network with other home services companies that do not provide HVAC, like electricians or plumbers. So if you're in the chamber, every chamber has leads groups, and there's only going to be one type of business for each one of the representatives in that leads group. Look at all the leads groups, research and find one that has other home services companies that you feel like are a good fit for you. They're the right size. They don't probably refer another HVAC company, and start getting in there. You can refer to them. They can refer to you. And that is an excellent way for you to get out there and increase the amount of leads that you're getting in your local area and to grow your business. So that's it for this podcast. We went through the whole top 10. How do I market my HVAC business? And I hope you found it informational. And if you would be interested in doing a strategy call where we can look through your website and make free recommendations on ways that you can improve it to help grow your business, I would love to do that. Check out our website. It's HVACSEOPPC.com. And just go on our scheduler and schedule a meeting with us. And if you do that, I've got a book on HVAC, the HVAC Marketing Roadmap, which spells all of this stuff out with actionable steps. And I'll send you one of those for free. So I appreciate you taking the time to listen to this today. And if this is good information that you want to hear more of, like and subscribe to the channel. Thanks.